This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesman said Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. The G7 includes Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Japan, and Canada, in addition to the United States. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it was up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remain without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of the Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. For many Lebanese, the explosion was the last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, endemic corruption, waste, and dysfunctional governance, and they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. U.S. President Donald Trump was abruptly escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room as he was beginning a coronavirus briefing Monday afternoon. He returned minutes later, saying that there was a shooting outside the White House that was under control. Mr. Trump said that there was an actual shooting and somebody's been taken to the hospital. He says shots were fired by law enforcement and he believes the individual who was shot was in fact armed. This is VOA News. More than 734,000 people have died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States, more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close. The number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India, together making up more than half of the global infections. Bolivia's government has now ordered police and military to protect key installations and the transport of medical oxygen after clashes broke out over a quick election. Tensions are brewing as the South American nation heads for a key presidential election on October 18th, which has been delayed due to COVID-19. Supporters of unseated former leftist leader Evo Morales are demanding the vote be held on September 6th. The standoff threatens to convulse the landlocked country and revive memories of last year's deadly clashes following a disputed election that led to the resignation of Morales, dozens of people being killed, and buildings being set on fire. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is embarking on a week-long trip to Central Europe as the United States looks to confront Russian and Chinese competition in Europe, both economically and geopolitically. The top U.S. diplomat is visiting the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Austria, and Poland this week. Pompeo will become the first Secretary of State since 2011 to visit Slovenia, home of First Lady Melania Trump. He is scheduled to sign a joint declaration of 5G technology as Washington is countering risk posed by Communist China's infiltration into high-tech networks in the region. The trip comes as the Pentagon prepares to move forward with a plan to pull almost 12,000 troops from Germany and redeploy part of the U.S. forces to Poland and other NATO nations, raising concerns at home and in Europe, even as senior officials defend this as a strategic necessity. Ambassador Philip Reker, the State Department's acting assistant secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, said Pompeo will discuss with his counterparts the just-completed U.S.-Poland Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. The pact is meant to further strengthen the broad transatlantic security. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he will make his Republican presidential renomination acceptance speech from either the White House or at a Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. With the coronavirus pandemic unchecked in the U.S., neither Mr. Trump nor his Democratic opponent in the November 3rd election, former Vice President Joe Biden, is planning to make a traditional nomination speech at either of their respective scale-back conventions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.